Penguin Random House Audio presents Stealth by Stuart Woods, read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Stone Barrington woke earlier than he should have and was, for a moment, disoriented. Sunlight was streaming through a 2-inch gap in the drawn curtains of the room, and he never slept with curtains drawn, except in England. He sat up in bed. He was indeed in England, in the house called Windward Hall that he had owned for some years. He had landed in the early evening in the Strategic Services Gulfstream 600, on which he had caught a ride from Teterboro, New Jersey. The company jet was in England or Europe on almost a weekly basis, and the private runway on his land was long enough to accommodate it for landing and takeoff. It was a convenient way to commute between his New York residence and his house in England. He looked at the bedside clock, a little after 6 a.m. He fell back onto his pillow, tried for another hour of sleep, and failed. He had come alone to England, so there were no opportunities of an erotic nature to keep him occupied until the kitchen was open for business, and he was hungry. He got out of bed, flung open the curtains in the room, and then got back into bed with yesterday's crossword puzzle, which he had not finished. He regretted not inviting a companion on this trip, but his mind turned to the beautiful woman whose country house was just across the Beaulieu River from his. At that moment his cell phone rang. "Hello?" "Good morning," she said with a husky voice. "I hope I didn't wake you." "Good morning, Felicity. I wish you were here to wake me properly."